At Cherry & Vava, we have absolutely incredible offers and a plethora of both new and certified Vavas from which to choose. We are eager to offer amazingly competitive prices, plus an additional $1,000 Costco discount on all new Cherry & Vavas. When leasing or purchasing a new or certified Cherry & Vava, you become a valued part of our team. Join Cherry & Vava for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry & Vava.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
All right, welcome back. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. It is me, Rich Zeoli, with you for an abbreviated hour because we've got basketball again tonight. But tomorrow, 6 hours from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m., as I'll be filling in for the great one, Mark Levin, and we'll be taking the first hour of the Great One Show live right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT tomorrow, starting at 3 o'clock. Right up until Levin at 6, and then all the way up until 9. But tonight, it'll be an abbreviated show. But I'll make the best of it for you in the next 15 minutes. Don't worry about it. The White House press conference got out of control today with Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot, not having it that somebody would dare to ask a question of Asanto Fauci, Dr. Anthony Fauci, the nation's leading infectious disease doctor. You have to say that by law, of course. Wanted none of it as Deanna Glebova from the Daily Caller tried to ask Fauci about the COVID origins. Immediately blocked the question and tried to move on. Take a listen.
Hold on. I did not call on you, Stephen. Go ahead, Alex. You're next.
See that? And people in the press corps were very upset by this, as you can imagine. They were very upset by this. And then another reporter yelled at her for not letting Deanna ask the question.
About this.
Dr. Fauci, only 13% of...
Hold on one second. We have a process here. I'm not calling out on people who yell. And you're being disrespectful to your colleagues, and you're being disrespectful to our guests. I will not call on you if you yell. And also, you're taking time off the clock because Dr. Fauci has to leave in a couple of minutes. I'm done. I'm not getting into a back and forth with you. Go ahead, Jeremy.
Dr. Fauci, only
30
questions.
You ask your question. You should allow her to answer.
Jeremy.
Dr. Fauci. The origin of COVID-19.
It is not your turn. It is not your turn.
You can't ask the same people. You can't read a press briefing. You need to call from people across the room. She has a valid question. She's asked about the origin of COVID.
I hear the question.
And Dr. Fauci is the best person to answer.
I hear your question, but we're not doing this the way you want it. This is the disrespectful. It is. I'm done. Simon, I'm done. I'm done with you right now.
I'm done with you. How dare you ask Asanto Fauci a question that goes out of the realm of what you're allowed to ask, all right? How dare you? How dare you, sir? But they do like this question, of course, when a mass reporter asks Fauci about the importance of mask wearing. This they love.
Dr. Fauci first. And Dr. Jones first on the issue of COVID and mask wearing. We're not talking about mask wearing in this moment. Masks and the word masks have become a pejorative in some parts of this nation. Can you talk about the importance of mask wearing as you're worried about the holidays and people gathering together? And then on the gatherings for Thanksgiving and Christmas, what do you recommend for families who may have some who boosted and may have some who are not boosted, may have some who have not had a vaccine at all?
But Dr. Fauci, as I sit here wearing my mask, asking you how important masks are, and this is not at all a leading question whatsoever, but about the COVID origins, rah, 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 shut it down. It's absolutely amazing how this works, but not surprising, of course. Do you remember when Donald Trump sat down with Leslie Stahl on 60 Minutes about the Hunter Biden laptop? He was asked a question about that. Do you remember how she shot him down? And this is what I mean about the media. You go outside of what you're allowed to ask and what the prescribed questions and answers are, then psh, you're going to be shut down. And that is something we're still seeing today. Now, yesterday, I played you the audio from Catherine Herridge from CBS about the Hunter Biden laptop. But this was the very same network that 2 years ago said that the laptop was Russian propaganda. Just a refresh your memory from this exchange.
I think it's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it. Biggest. You want to talk about...
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie.
It can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why do you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't... The family on the laptop, he's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it. Okay.
All right. So let's get back to the name calling.
It's not real. It's all propaganda. It's not real. It's funny now because we're getting back into the winter and the fall, and the left is doing what they always do again, where they're back to loving masks, loving it. So this is Whoopi Goldberg, Karen Johnson. Her real name is Karen Johnson, talking about how after Sunny Hostin said she went to the free state of Florida over the weekend and whined about being the only one with a mask, the only one with a mask on. And you got to think to yourself, what year is this? This is 2022, and the left is still whining about not everybody wearing masks. But if masks work, what are you worried about if nobody else wears them? You're wearing one. So what are you worried about? Unless you know that they don't really work, though, right? But it's more about virtue signaling. It's more about showing everybody, look how scientific I am, even though there's no scientific data to back that and wearing anything but an N95 mask properly fitted for your face will do a damn thing to stop the spread of this virus, or any virus for that matter. But nevertheless, I digress. This was the exchange.
Yeah, well, hello. Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, you know, you can get boosted within an inch of your life, and then the next thing you know, you got COVID again. Good God. But I don't have it now, and that's why I'm back at the table. But I will tell you, you know, we've been used to people saying, well, it wasn't that bad. This was a rough one.
It still felt rough.
Yeah, it wasn't feeling rough. It was rough. You know, you get up and you think, oh, I'm going to go. Oh, no, I'm not. Yeah. You know?
Well, it's interesting. We've been seeing this. We were worried about a resurgence during the holidays. And I was flying this weekend. I flew to Florida. I was the only person with a mask on. And I was thinking, it's here still, right? So let's wear our masks. Let's take the precautions. And
this is
so
no joke.
There's stuff going this around.
We have not worn, you know, we wore our masks. Everybody was mad, but nobody got sick.
Yep.
Nobody.
Now we've taken the masks off, and all the stuff that used to happen to us all the time is happening again. And because we have got so many different takes on COVID, you know, it's evolving here, it's evolving here. And so, you know, the true thing is, if you really want to protect yourself, you probably need to keep your mask on a little more than you want.
Just a little more.
Woo! And they all cheer. All these maskless people in the audience cheering. Isn't that something? Thanks to Newsbusters for chronicling that. And then they all cheer because they love masks. The left loves them. It's always amazing to me how they never learn. But I don't know. You want to wear a mask, I guess, knock yourself out. I don't see the point in that, and I haven't worn one since I was required to before entering stores and that sort of thing. But we're still obviously now in this moment of sheer panic again. But then we have the deuce. Peter Ducey asking Dr. Jha, the White House COVID czar, what's going on here with this rebound effect with the flu season? Take a listen to this. Here we go, guys. Thank you.
So Dr. Fauci said that it is not surprising there's this rebound effect with the flu this season. Why then does it seem like the country is caught so flat-footed by it?
What do you mean caught flat-footed by it?
Well, people in this country are struggling to get basic antibiotics and antivirals. Why?
So I'm not sure what. So we have plenty of Paxlovid. I've not heard people struggling.
The flu and RSV.
So I don't know what antivirals you're thinking about for RSV. There aren't any that I'm aware of. There is a monoclonal that's for very, very high-risk children. We have that. We have plenty of that. So I don't think anybody's struggling. I'm not aware of anybody struggling to get the monoclonal for high-risk children, immunocompromised children.
Yeah, but what he's talking about here, in case you're wondering what he's talking about, is that you've got kids right now that can't get antibiotics that they need because we rely on guess who to make them. You guessed it, China. That's right. We rely on China to make those antibiotics. And so for kids who have to take them in a powder form, if the kids are getting sick with RSV or something else and then maybe get a sinus infection or something that requires an antibiotic, they don't have access to it because of the fact that we still rely on China to make these things. So the question that Ducey's trying to get to is, explain to me here how it is we're flat-footed again. How is it that we're in this moment of time where we still don't have everything that we need to be able to deal with this? And not just COVID, because there's other things out there besides COVID. So what's the deal here, Doc? What's the deal? And you see, this is whenever you get into it with these people, they don't want to acknowledge the failures of their own administration. But it is unconscionable at this point that we would allow a single antibiotic to be made solely in China and not here in the United States of America. It is unconscionable that we would have a situation in this country right now where you could be in a situation where you need vital medicine and we have to rely on our enemy, China, to make it. China. That's what Ducey's getting at. But of course, the White House COVID czar only hears Paxlovid because they think that only COVID is the only virus in town. And of course, it's not. There's a lot of viruses in town. And some of them are putting kids back in hospitals, like RSV, for example. Why? Because the kids were not wearing masks. They were not exposed to viruses. Their immune system did not get the practice that it needed. And that's the reality of what we're dealing with right now. But we're still in narrative time. We're still in the narrative. And, you know, if you want to believe the Democrats just really care about just keeping your family safe, if that's what this is all about for you, well, good luck with that. Because it seems to me very convenient that just as the holidays are starting, we're hearing all the talk about masking and everything else again. They love the perpetual fear and they love the control. They really do. And it's very obvious with these people that they like this. 855-839-1210. Well, you know, we don't have time because we got to go to the game tonight. But let me just tell you about a great way you can make everybody on your list happy. I'm talking about Omaha Steaks. OmahaSteaks.com. My dad is a classic example of this. Nothing ever makes the guy happy. He just doesn't like anything, really. We return him sweaters, whatever we buy him, he'd send it back. Then I sent him Omaha Steaks. And guess what? He loved them so much that every year now, I send my dad delicious Omaha Steaks for Christmas. And you can customize this too, depending on whoever's on your list. You just have to go to omahasteaks.com, put in my name, Zeoli, Z-E-O-L-I, and then you will save an extra $30 off at checkout when you use my name, Zeoli. Isn't that great? $30 in this economy, you're going to love it. Plus, not only that, they'll have special curated gift packages to help take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. You send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites, guaranteed to impress everybody on your list, your boss, your coworker, a client, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals ready in a flash. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, and a gift from the heartland, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Just go to omahasteaks.com, use promo code Zeoli at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Now, minimum order may be required. You're going to love the quality, the convenience, and everything you need to deliver an unforgettable holiday gift experience. I tell you, Omaha Steaks is America's oldest butcher. For over 100 years now, they have been helping people have the absolute best in steaks, and not just steaks too. They've got so much to choose from. I sent a friend of mine last year fish because he's a pescatarian, whatever that is. So I sent him a bunch of great seafood, including Alaska wild-caught salmon. They have it all. Just go to omahasteaks.com today. Put in my name, Zeoli. Get the extra $30 off at checkout, omahasteaks.com.
The Zeoli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
All right, welcome back. Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. It is me, Rich, with you up until, well, another 5 minutes or so. But don't worry, back again tomorrow morning, like I said. Tomorrow afternoon. And then in for the great one, Mark Levin, tomorrow night. So on this COVID stuff, you understand it's all about money and power, right? As long as we still have a pandemic, even if you know there isn't a pandemic, Democrats can still control the purse strings and do things outside of Congress. They can still sign executive orders. They can still control you, and they can spend money. It always comes down down to the money, the Fazools. They can use Medicare the way they want. They can use Medicaid the way they want. They can do anything they want as long as there's still a state of emergency. That's why they're never going to give it up. They just never will. And the reason why they're starting with the masking again is because then they can turn around and go, you see, we still have a pandemic, even though Biden 2 months ago said the pandemic was over. Now the new thing is parents who actually want their kids to have virtual learning again. There was a story I saw from NJ.com about this, where in this particular state, New Jersey parents for virtual choice, they want kids to have a Zoom option because their parents are terrified of COVID. They are asking and not asking at the same time local schools to return to the days of teachers trying to simultaneously teach kids in the classroom and students online. The group wants a permanent free virtual public school program or online charter schools similar to those offered in other states. They say parents should be able to opt into a virtual school for any reason, including their kids' health problems, emotional issues, bullying at school, or other family circumstances. Any reason is the right reason. No reason is the wrong reason, they say. COVID started it, but it will not end the fight for virtual. Now, this is insane because we know the damage that virtual learning has done in our children. We know this. Evidence demonstrates there is no substitute for in-person education, one of those odd times that I actually agree with Governor Murphy's office. And virtual education during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic exacerbated mental health struggles and learning loss for our students. That was said by Elena Alfaro Post, Governor King Philip the Unaccountable's press secretary. But remember, he wants to run for president. So the only reason why he's done such a 180 on this is because he wants to run for president of the United States. That's it. Even as cases of severe illness from COVID are downward and schools continue to shed their pandemic protocols, the number of signatures on this petition calling for a public school virtual learning option continues to tick up. Now, what kind of a person would want their kids, knowing how dangerous remote learning can be for the kids' emotional health and mental health and their physical health as well, because the kids may not be exercising, why would they want their kids to go through this? And the reason for that, of course, is I really do believe it's basically, well, it's about fear. I mean, they're not looking at for school choice to put their kids into private schools or parochial schools and have the money follow them. No, they just want a virtual option for public school, just for public school. And of course, you know, as I'm looking at the woman here, and she's got one, you know, you could tell she's definitely an advocate here for all kinds of things that the left stands for. They're saying that they're not advocating the same emergency remote instruction provided during the pandemic. But what they are saying, though, is that they want to have the permanent mechanism in place where they could just flip on a switch and have kids begin their virtual learning. They are advocating for a model that will allow parents to opt into a fully virtual academic style public school. These programs would operate independently from in-person schools and have their own designated staff. In a change.org petition with more than 29,000 signatures, New Jersey Parents for Virtual Choice makes several demands. The first is to allow New Jersey schools to offer virtual learning by contracting with existing online school providers. The group is also asking for virtual-only schools to operate as free public or charter schools. And then in the third demand, the group wants parents to be able to choose a virtual public school for any reason if it works better for their children. Now, the idea of a fully virtual school may be new to New Jerseyans, but they say virtual public schools have long been available in other parts of the country. 32 states allow online schools to operate and draw students in. But I keep asking myself the same question. What's the benefit there for kids? What's the benefit there for kids unless kids really have a situation where they can't be in school? What is the benefit of doing this virtually? Because you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen is that eventually, as the pandemic numbers go up in the winter, you're going to start having parents who are afraid. They're the same ones that drive around with a mask on in the car, having their kids at home. But we know that kids don't get this virus like adults do, particularly elderly adults. We know that kids are going to be fine, but the damage that can be done on them can last forever. So I don't know why anybody would think this is a good idea, except if you were somebody who is still not willing to give up the reins of COVID-19. Now, look, maybe you disagree. Maybe you think, no, look, if somebody has a severely disabled child or something like that. But I think that those are such small numbers of kids that we can make exceptions for them. But to set up a permanent virtual school system, you're just asking for people to pull their kids out of the physical classroom. I mean, you can homeschool now. You're still allowed to do that. But what they're looking for is they want somebody to pay for a virtual option. They want the taxpayers to pay for it. But considering what we know that our kids went through, I can't think this is a good idea. But we'll talk more about this tomorrow, I'm sure. Have a great rest of your night tonight. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Just a reminder, tomorrow, live starting at 3, going all the way up to the great one, Mark Levin, starting at 6, and then until 9 p.m. In the meantime, on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thank you.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.